You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith, with Dave Ansell and with Kat Arney. Dave, what have you got for us first this week?
This week, the recently launched Herschel Space Telescope has revealed a new way in which massive stars might form. Stars are, of course, a major building block of the universe, and our star, the Sun, powers almost all the life on Earth. So understanding the workings of stars and the Sun is very important. One big problem is that, according to present theories, stars shouldn't get bigger than about 8 times the mass of the Sun. This is because the light they produce as they're forming should blow away the surrounding material before it can accumulate on the star.
So how big do they get?
They seem to get up to 120 times the mass of the Sun. So they're quite rare at that size, but they do exist. So there's obviously something wrong with the theory. But investigating and finding out why is really difficult because young stars are surrounded by clouds of opaque dust and gas, and they obscure our ability to see what's going on. However, in May 2009, the European Space Telescope Herschel was launched. It's the largest space telescope ever deployed, and it's equipped with a 3.5-metre mirror. It's set up to study the infrared region of the spectrum. This means it can see straight through the dust that's hampered early attempts to look at the births of these new stars.
So when things like Hubble were originally trying to probe these kind of reaches of the universe, the problem was there was all this dust and gas in the way because it was looking at visible light, but infrared can see straight through that dust.
Yes, basically the longer the wavelength, the better it goes through dust. And so they've managed to look into these regions. In fact, it was one of the big reasons why Herschel was launched in the first place. Now, Herschel spotted a bubble of hot gas, which is expanding supersonically through a cloud of other gas and dust, producing a high-density shockwave at the surface where the two meet. And intriguingly, on the surface, a star is beginning to form. It's already got the mass of between 8 and 10 times that of the Sun, and it's still growing. There's still about 2,000 solar masses around it, which could grow up, and it's only going to get bigger. So it's quite possible this shockwave could be compressing everything and kind of getting over this means it forms a lot quicker, and so it can get a lot bigger before it blows away the surrounding material.
Intriguing to think that finally we've got some answers into how this could happen.
Yeah, and Herschel it's a brand new thing, looking at the universe in a different wavelength and in much greater detail at this wavelength than we ever have done before. So goodness knows what we'll find. Hopefully it should be interesting.
Space science is always interesting. Thank you, Dave.